For years, Alabama was a flyover state for candidates seeking the presidency. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports within the past 2 weeks, the Yellowhammer State has been a popular destination for those seeking the Republican nomination.
You know, I represent the state of Texas. We've got 1,200 miles of border with Mexico. We see firsthand exactly the consequences of illegal immigration.
That's Texas Senator Ted Cruz talking to reporters before taking part in the annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner hosted by the Tuscaloosa County GOP. Cruz talked about his hard stance on illegal immigration and his work with one of Alabama's senators.
I stood shoulder to shoulder with Alabama's own Jeff Sessions, and the two of us together, we defeated that amnesty program in Congress. And I would note the other Republican presidential candidates, they were not to be found in that fight.
Cruz is one of several in the expansive Republican field running for president. He says the election season will start off with votes in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, but then the other southern states will get their turn.
States all across the South, including Alabama, they're calling it the SEC primary.
He goes on to say the South will act as a crucible to determine who the true conservative candidate is.
States across the South are going to play a critical role in ensuring that the next Republican nominee is a true and genuine conservative.
While Senator Ted Cruz's speech helped make the Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Tuscaloosa a sold-out event, it did not even come close to what another candidate did in Mobile.
Don't go away without your Trump hat or t-shirt. That sun is going to be a scorcher.
Thousands of people came to hear the current GOP frontrunner at Ladd People Stadium.
We had a hotel, and we were going to have about 250 or 300 people.
Supporters of New York businessman Donald Trump filled over half the stadium.
And the hotel was great. They called. They said, something's happening here. We can't hold this. This is crazy what's going on. And then we went to the convention center, and they can have 10,000 people. And we're all set, and we're excited. And the next day they said, too many people. We can't put them in.
The billionaire developer and reality show host wasn't alone in Mobile. Elected officials from across Alabama came to stand with the Donald.
My name is Ed Henry. I'm a state representative from North Alabama. We traveled 5 hours to get here to give Donald Trump my endorsement. 2016!
Trump's event in Mobile clearly overshadowed Ted Cruz's visit to Tuscaloosa. However, there is one thing both rallies had in common, or rather, one name.
We have a great politician here. We have a man here who really helped me, and he's the one person I sought his counsel because he's been so spot on. He's so highly respected. Has anybody ever heard of Senator Jeff Sessions?
Alabama's junior U.S. Senator joined Trump on stage and conveyed the thoughts of many of those in attendance.
The American people, these people, want somebody in the presidency who stands up for them, defends their interests and the laws and traditions of this country.
Sessions went on to praise Trump's ideas on illegal immigration. But what Trump talked about more than that was the current state of the country.
There's no spirit. There's no jobs. There's no anything. We are going to take this country. I am going to be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I will tell you that. I will tell you.
Before Trump arrived in his private 757 jet, the line of well-wishers wrapped around the stadium. This is where we found Rebecca Hood of Mobile. She says she likes the businessman's personality, and that has her interested.
He's plain spoken. He tells it like it is, and he doesn't pull any punches.
A little farther back in the line was Kelly Scott, also from Mobile. She says it's Trump's out-of-the-box approach that has her interested as well.
He's interesting. He'll say anything, he'll do anything, and he's just blunt, he's honest, and he's not the cookie-cutter politician that you normally see.
It's the votes of Alabamians like Hood and Scott that the candidates are hoping to land. In the past couple of weeks, Alabama has been quite popular. Ohio's Governor John Kasich visited to accept the endorsement of Governor Robert Bentley. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was the keynote speaker at the Alabama Republican Party's summer luncheon. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson was in Montgomery. And former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who has been endorsed by former Governor Bob Riley, visited Birmingham. Terry Lathan is the chairwoman of the Alabama Republican Party. She says Alabama can be a crown jewel for anyone seeking the GOP nomination.
We feel very strongly that they understand the pathway to the presidency, if you're the Republican nominee, is the South. Alabama has been named by USA Today as the reddest state in the nation. Can't be a serious presidential candidate and not come through Alabama.
Lathan says the large field of Republican candidates is actually a good thing for Alabama voters.
People will eventually start lining up with someone that they feel comfortable with or someone they feel that articulates how that person feels. So I would much rather give them a whole slew of choices than just a handful.
And a whole slew of choices is exactly what the voters in Alabama have to look forward to. With the primary moved up to early March, it's quite possible Alabama can expect to see repeat and first-time visits from the large field of candidates hoping to square off against the Democratic nominee next fall. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.